Malachi Perek Gimel, Pasuk Tesvav. So we are talking about the things that we say that are harsh. Chazku alai divreichem, Hashem said. Your words are painful for me. Your words are attacking me. Ve'ata anachnu ma'ashrim zeidim. Now we praise those who are doing transgressions in the open. The open sinners, we praise the wicked. Is that not the world that we live in now? So once the people feel that it's useless to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shav Avod Elokim, they said in the previous Pasuk, and they do terrible things, they wait for punishment, then they go unpunished. So we praise the wicked. Look, they're smart. They're right. Gam Nivnu Osei Risha. We build up the evildoers. Or they are built up passively. But isn't that what we do? We build up the people who do terrible things. We can't look away. It's like a car accident on the Belt Parkway. We all got to stop and rubberneck. Gam bochanu Elokim vayimoletu. What did the wicked people do? They tested God and they escaped. They made it out. So you see, it's good to be a Rasha. We tell each other. God lets us through. That's a very short step to saying like Neil deGrasse Tyson, who I'm not a fan of, as you've heard in these Navi Shiurim, who says there's no God, there's no master of the universe. Why not? You can get away with it. Tezayin oz nidbaru yirei Hashem ishal reyehu. And then the God-fearing men spoke to one another. So when the wicked commit evil and the good people are full of anxious worry, holchu kedoran is, but the God-fearing men speak to each other and they say, don't do it, don't do it. Stay Jewish, stay loyal, stay true. They talk to each other. They try to find commonality in the idea of trusting HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why they're the Yirei Hashem. Even when the chips are down and it's very tempting to just join the masses of people who have given up on God and what it means to be a Jew. Those who are truly believers in HaKadosh Baruch Hu aren't going to do it. Vayakshev Hashem vayishma. And Hashem listened, he hearkened, he paid attention, and he heard them. And he gave them rewards for it, eternal rewards that far surpass any temporary economic positivity that the wicked seem to be enjoying. Vayikosev sefer zikaron lefanav liyirei Hashem. And a book of remembrance was written before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like the Sefer Zikaron of Kings that we always talk about, the Sfarim of Malchei Yehuda, of Malchei Yisrael, of Paras Umadai. Kings have records. HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps records too. This perhaps is the source of what we talk about. Sefer HaZikronos on Rosh Hashanah constantly, where we're talking about the Sfarim that are before God open on the Day of Judgment. For those who fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for those who value His name highly. Yudzayin v'hayu li, Omar Hashem Tzavakos. They will be mine in the most positive way possible. The people who are Yirei Hashem, the people who are Tzadikim, the dar of this Navi who's speaking, they will have resurrection when the day comes. Layom asher ani oseh segula. For that day when I make a treasure. For that day, they're going to be a precious treasure. V'yisem li segula mikol ho'amim, we have in the Torah. I store it and I put it away to pay the reward, to show you the difference between a tzaddik and a rasha. V'cham alti aleihem, kasher yachmol ish al beno ha'oved oso. And I will have compassion upon them just like a man has compassion upon the son who serves him. So a very positive thing. We said it earlier in the Sefer. The difference between an Eved and a Bain. Im Kivonim, Im Ka'avadim. The one who is truly serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a child. But the child who takes care of the father when he needs it, that child is a step above even the rest. And you will return, and then you'll see the difference between the tzaddikim and the rishoim. It'll be pretty obvious. And you can't start saying this falsehood that those who are evil, God is fine with that. Bein oved Elokim la'asher lo avado, between the one who serves HaKadosh Baruch Hu, serves, present tense, and the one who does not serve him. And the some of the Mefarshim say the difference between serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'shma or shelo l'shma. Rav Mendel Hirsch makes that connection. But in these days that we are in today, even those who serve shelo l'shma are precious few. So you're carrying out HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will, you're special. And that's going to be made obvious to everybody, even the most dense among you. Yoteski hine hayom ba bo er katanur, because the day is coming, burning like an oven. And alas, in our generation, almost 100 years later, 85 years later, we know what it means when Jews are burned in ovens. A burning fire can sometimes be literal as well as figurative. V'hoyu chol zeidim v'chol osei risha kash. And all of those sinners, the sinners who do it lahachis, the wicked people who do it out in the open, and all those who do any kind of evil will be as straw. Now, if we remember from Sefer Ovadia, we said v'hoyu esav lekash. Beis Yosef was going to be like the lapid, like the flame. But here, Jewish people, Jewish wickedness, they're going to be like the stubble that burns up instantaneously when you put it in an oven. It disintegrates right away. V'lihat osam hayom haba, Amar Hashem Tzevakos. And when the day comes, that coming day will burn them up. Asher lo yazav lehem shoresh va'anaf, and there will be nothing left of them from root or branch. Nothing left of the people who are truly wicked. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu says the great day is coming. Another translation for Yom in this case can be the sun, the source of all of that heat. And yet, we're going to see that the sun can also be a source of comfort, nechama, and healing, and mercy.